The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, it is Elliot. Just a quick little message before the episode airs. Chris and I recorded this week's episode before the hiatus kind of started. And so because of that, we're obviously going to still publish this episode. You're getting ready to listen to it. We're also planning on reviewing three or four other games that we already have codes for from publishers. So at least throughout July, you should be still getting some episodes from Chris and I. So maybe not what you technically wanted, but there will still be content on the feed. So yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. Now on with the regular show. Thanks for listening.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade. It feels like I've defeated myself by going along with Scott's evil motives of getting me to say it. Anyway, I'm Elliot, and this is the off-week episodes, and I'm joined with my good friend Chris. Wow, sorry, that's not a very good introduction on my part, is it?
That's okay.
Hello, No. Don't you call me out. You're supposed to keep me in line.
very enthusiastic there.
Yeah. No, I know he'll like it. I don't even know if he listened last week. I know I sent it to him, but who knows if he actually did any editing, because Scott's been battling the... he's been sick. I'll just say that. He hasn't been feeling super well. So hopefully... Yeah, by the time this comes out, he'll be probably super fine by then. Or dead. You know, thoughts and prayers, Scott.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, Chris, what did we play this week?
We played Ravenous Devils.
Now, this is made by Bad Vices Games, which is kind of funny considering the kind of game it is. The synopsis for it says, Ravenous Devils, a horror cooking simulator where the secret ingredient is crime. Improve your shops by buying new tools and serving your customers. The game is out for just about everything. Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Series X, Series S, PlayStation 5. We both played it on Steam, and just to be completely, 100%, above board with everything, we did get codes for this game, so. Yes. But it retails for $4.99, which is, I want to say a steal.
Yeah, so you're basically stealing at that point.
Yeah, this is... For $4.99, this game is, gold, right?
Yeah, it you get your money's worth out of it. I mean, I put 8 hours into it, and I think I would say I got my money out of it, or
yeah,
no money out of it. But
yeah, so how far did you get through the game?
I completed the game 100% minus the trading cards, which I'm a little salty about.
I have I've put 2.6 hours in so far, and I have 3 of the 5 trading cards.
You bastard.
I'm just missing 2 of them, and I'm sure I'll get the... I don't even know how do you get trading cards on Steam? How does that really work?
I'm not sure. I don't think I was getting them because I technically entered the game into Casey's profile.
Okay.
So I may not get it since we're profile or game sharing on that aspect. So that means you don't get it.
Maybe. Right off the bat, what was your first impression when you booted up the game?
Very good graphics for what it is.
I was shocked by that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Very simplistic. I mean, there's nothing exorbitant to it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm tripping over my words here. But very basic.
Yeah. It's kind of like I'm more familiar with Tiny Death Star as a reference point. But you were more familiar with the Fallout version of whatever these styles of games are called, right?
Yeah, the Fallout Shelter is what I attribute it to, because it gave me that same feel of the tiered.
Yeah, Tiny Death Star is like that too, except for you're running a Death Star and it's Star Wars, so I was obviously a little more like into that. But you're a big Fallout guy, right?
Yeah, I like Fallout. Fallout Shelter came to the Android, so I played that until it pissed me off, and I spent money on it, and then I got done with it because the game got corrupt and I lost all my stuff, and they didn't give any support to get my stuff back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're saying that in a much more calm manner than what you said it to me originally. I think you were a little upset when you were originally describing it to me.
Some time has passed, so
healing. You're mourning. Yeah, you're no longer wearing the black. Okay, so this is... Do you call this a ripoff of Sweeney Todd?
No, I mean, it is Sweeney Todd. I don't know, is there a Sweeney Todd game?
First off, how familiar are you with Sweeney Todd? Because my knowledge of Sweeney Todd is literally some dude who murders people as a barber, and then some woman chops them up and makes pies out of them. Yeah. And they sing, there's singing going involved.
Yes. Well, movie-wise, I don't know if that's like that in a book.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a book.
I don't know. I figure you're the book guy.
Oh, no. The reason I know anything about Sweeney Todd is because one of the episodes of The Office, Andy gets, he's in like a community production of Sweeney Todd. All of my Sweeney Todd references come from the single half-hour episode of The Office, in which there's 3 or 4 scenes of Sweeney Todd taking place, like, during the episode. So I know literally Johnny Depp's in the regular movie, right?
Yeah, that's my only reference for Sweeney Todd is the Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, me too. So I know it's like probably a super popular musical, and I didn't know if you're much of a musical guy, because I'm definitely not.
No. Even I got a little ticked off with the Umbrella Academy started first episode.
I thought that was super, I loved it. Dancing. I loved that. I love that dancing. You didn't like that?
No, I don't like the dancing. I don't like the musical numbers in TV shows. It's just fluff.
Okay, so Tess and I were rewatching season 2 of Umbrella Academy before the 3rd season, and they got to the point where the Backstreet Boys song is going on, and they're not dancing to it, but it's just like such a perfectly timed song to the action. Like the fighting to the beats of like a Backstreet Boys song as it's just blaring. It's so perfect to me. Nothing for you? Or are you just like, that's one of the things I like about Umbrella Academy is their use of music is so welcoming. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I don't remember the Backstreet Boys one.
But... Oh, you have to Google it. You'll have to Google it because it's comical. So anyway. There's no music in Ravenous Devil. There's no like singing involved in anything, but it is kind of a ripoff of Sweeney Todd in the sense that it's like not a ripoff, if you ask Chris, but it borrows very heavily from that premise, where you're running a tailor shop, where so it's not a barber shop, it's tailor shop.
Yeah, tailor instead of barber.
Tailor instead of barber. So the guy is clothing people, murdering people, and then when he murders somebody, he throws them down the like the chute where his wife then in the basement makes the grinds them up, chops them up, whatever, and makes them into steaks or all kinds of sausages or meat pies. Yeah, all kinds of different things. And then that's the negative one floor. And then on the zero floor, the ground level floor is the actual like bakery shop where they sell that stuff. So there's really four levels. There's the basement where the chopping goes on, the middle, the zero level floor where they're actually selling it, the top level floor, which is the tailor, and then the upstairs, which is basically the greenhouse. So you basically have four levels of stuff to kind of work on.
Yeah, and the cold storage is up there too.
That's right, the cold storage is up there too.
Yeah.
What is the whole point of the cold storage? Because I didn't quite get that far other than like the people that you've been messaged to kill are like up there, right?
Yeah, I don't know how far you got, but you'll get eventually get three people.
I got to two. Yeah.
Okay. So basically you're the guy that's sending you the letters that you get that's kind of blackmailing you, say, hey, kill these people or I'm gonna reveal your secret. Pretty much once you get all three people he wants up there, he comes by for dinner. And he wants you, he's a cannibal as well. Spoiler. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I caught on to that. Yeah, yeah. Well, he says like it's so delicious or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So he wants you to cook those people for him as a big opulent dinner.
Okay. So I was close then to getting to that far. But there's not a lot of story to two ravenous devils. There's cutscenes every now and again, but it's just like, oh, this boy's looking for a job and you hire him to be the server, or oh, this girl needs a dress for her funeral that she wants to kill herself for or something. Like, there's not a whole lot to it, but that's not the game. It's heavy on the gameplay and light on the story, I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like little bits and pieces in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did you feel about the voice acting? Because to me, I thought the voice acting was a little bit over the top.
I'm trying to remember because it's been a little bit since I played it.
Yeah, you really got into this like when we first got the codes like a month ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. Casey played it for a day or two, and then I started playing it, got really into it, and then I got to the point where I wanted to finish completing it. So
yeah, yeah. You really got in like. Yeah, did you get close to getting it 100% just by playing it?
Yeah, I think only had, I had to finish the sausage task and get the steaks, and that damn play with the sign 10 times. That's the one that hung up.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. I thought, some of the notes that I took, I thought it was kind of funny that the woman can just grab a corpse and like throw the corpse over the meat grinder or like chop up a full body and move. Like, she's got to be buff as hell, right?
Yeah.
She's just, like, throwing bodies. She's just picking up dead bodies, a bunch of dead weight, and then just chucking them wherever she needs to go.
Yeah, especially if going into the meat grinder, she's got to pretty much just...
Yeah.
Like, lay that body up there and flop it in there.
Yeah, she is way buffer than she looks. You wouldn't want to screw with her.
Yeah, now, is she going to be buffer than the guy?
She'd have to be, right? Because that dude's just dragging them to, like... the floor and then just pushing them down the floor. He's not really doing anything crazy. And he's a tailor, so like, you know.
But he carries him, I don't know if you got to carry him up to the greenhouse.
Yeah, you do have to carry him up to the greenhouse, right, to make the fertilizer.
Yep.
That is true. Yeah, fair enough. But not nearly as often, because one body makes like five things of fertilizer, so it wasn't super like necessary to go up there a whole lot. I was really early on for me, I didn't upgrade to the greenhouse stuff until much later. And I was kind of like bored with the tailor's part of the job, because with the tailor, you're basically murdering the people, taking their clothes, redoing their clothes, and then reselling the clothes as you're trying to like then like clean up the blood after like the murders. But his like mini game was much smaller than like the girl's part, because she was like cooking, she was grinding stuff up, Then she was putting it on plates. Then she was adding the ingredients. Then she was baking it. Then she was either taking it upstairs early on, or she was putting it in the dumbwaiter to be sent up. Yeah. Like, or, and she had to make the, like, the meals to go, to order when, once you unlocked, like, the customers, which her, like, job was much more, like, busy, or much busier than, like, his. His was, like, super easy, I thought.
Yeah, well, if you didn't do too much with the greenhouse, you had, once you get all the greenhouse unlocked, you got eggs that you got to get, potatoes, okay, onions, and tomatoes.
Yeah, I only had the tomatoes. I only got to the tomatoes part.
Yeah, so you had all those ingredients that you had to constantly, like, delegate. Okay, do I throw a body down for her, or do I take one up and make fertilizer in the bathtub with it? And then that fertilizer you take, and that's how you grew everything. And I don't know what the fertilizer has to do with eggs, but that's how you got your eggs.
Yeah.
Now, so then you had to harvest all that, put it in dumbwaiter, send it down, and rinse, repeat.
Yeah. Now, how did you go about upgrading? What was your order of upgrading stuff? Because once I started playing, I was like, oh, I should have done it this way first. Like, I definitely regretted how I was upgrading, like, my kitchen or, like, my, like, tailors and stuff.
I did, like, workspaces, oven, and then, like, making the ovens faster. I think I upgraded stuff a little bit too quickly because I got to the point where I was running out of meat.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem I ran into, too.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I am looking back, I would have upgraded all of the kitchen stuff, all of the tailor stuff, and then I would have upgraded, like, the store part. Because once you have everything going fast, then the store part would have been a lot easier to maintain. Because, like, if you have two tables, it's so hard if you only had, like, two ovens to cook from, you know? So if I was to do a speed run, I would definitely upgrade everything in the kitchen first before I upgraded everything in the store part, which must be slower because once you started getting those tables, the money really did start to come in too. So
yeah, and then once you got the higher meat, the steak, and then the sausage, but those took longer to prepare.
Just the raw meat,
or so like you had to delegate your time.
Yeah, or like the 3-star, like if you had to cook all three meats into one, it like took way longer, but it would made a lot more money.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the pace of play, like the upgrading, all that kind of stuff? Did you think it was like unbalanced, really balanced? Because for me, I thought it overall was like pretty like evenly keeled. I never felt like, oh, I'm going to lose. You know, I never really had a super bad run. I had some like mediocre runs or days, but I never had really like terrible days where I just like didn't do anything, didn't make any money.
No, I thought the play was fine. I mean, because like I said, I upgraded a lot of stuff quick just to get stuff unlocked and everything. And there was sometimes where the balance of like, oh crap, I'm running out of meat. And you had to like let some customers go. I had like 2 or 3 customers I had let go because I didn't have the particular meat that they were looking for, because the tailor shop, nobody was coming in. The tailor shop for me to kill only had like 3 or 4 people that day. And I'm like, oh crap. And plus I need to take one up for the bathtub to make fertilizer. So he's like, which one do I do?
Yeah. It definitely later on becomes you definitely have to kind of guess what you're kind of doing. Did you, I don't know if this is a problem. I never ran into it, but like you have prep time before you open up your shops. Was it unlimited prep time? Like, you could prep as long as you wanted until you wanted to open your shops, or was it on a time limit?
Okay. No, I thought there was a time limit because you had that little, your stopwatch that had looked, little section.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I got to hurry up and make everything get us That's what going I thought again. Too. But then I realized, no, you have unlimited time to prep for the next service, and then you can start your day again.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either because I was always trying to do it really fast because I didn't want to like get penalized for it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell either. But like that's also kind of makes it a little easier, too, where you can like prep everything so it's all ready. Because I would prep so I had like all of my like to-go counter orders done. And then I had one of each meat on one of each platter for the like to like the dine-in orders so I could make whatever I wanted quicker. You know,
I tried that for a day trying to like make meals kind of head, but then I found out that people was not going to want that. Then you have to waste that meal or that meat and put it on the trays.
So what I did was I put one of each of the three different meats on a different tray. So I put one like ground beef on a tray, one sausage on a tray, one steak on a tray. Mm-hmm. And then I just set it there until they ordered, and then I was like, oh, I'm already like halfway done with some of the orders, because sometimes they just wanted a patty, so I could just like put the patty right in.
So you didn't get to the fourth meat then?
No, I didn't get to the fourth meat. Oh, what's the fourth meat?
Mouse.
Oh. Oh, is that from the cat? The cat catch
yeah,
mice?
That's why you unlocked the cat. And I'm like, why do I want the cat?
Okay, so, yeah, because when you go to the upgrades part, it just, like, says a cat to pet. And I was like, well, I'm not paying money to pet a cat. I have my own cat in real life. I can pet him if I want to. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just do that later. It always felt like something I didn't quite need yet. But that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, so you pet the cat runs off, get you a mouse, and then, like, you go get the mouse. And I pretty much just kept making the mouse meat and using that to stock my trays.
Oh,
and I kept the other meat for the orders, so that way I always, because I kept running out of meat, so I wanted to make sure I had that regular meat for the regular orders, the mouse meat for the trays, so that way you come in, you help yourself, you get the crap.
That's not a bad idea.
But every time you wanted a mouse, you always had to pet the cat, and it took 20
a little bit of time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're sitting there. She pets the cat, puts it down. The cat runs off, comes back with the mouse. Probably 30 seconds later, or maybe a minute.
Okay. All right. So closing out, who should not play this game?
Kids.
Yeah, definitely not kids. Right. There's like a big warning before when you load up the game. That's like, hey, by the way, this game is. Yeah, it's not super graphic, but it is gory. There is like.
Yeah,
a lot of that spurts out when you stab the dude in the neck.
Yeah, you stabbing people with scissors. Yeah, I mean, you'll slice their neck, stab them in their neck, stab them in
chop
their stomach.
Chop off bodies. Then, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the chopping the steak up yet?
Yeah. I got to the steak pretty early because I was just like, oh yeah, like steak. Of course, who doesn't want steak? Like, but chopping up the body for the steaks took forever. It was super time consuming to chop up a body for steak. And then you'd only get like three steaks until you upgraded it to four per body. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is. Yeah, it was just like a slow process. Because I tried really hard to keep them even, the three meats I had. So.
Yeah, and I tried to stockpile bodies one round. And I think you can only do like four or five bodies.
See, I never put any bodies into any of the grinders until after the day was over.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, full transparency, I played 2.6 hours today in a row, like, nonstop. So, I think, I don't know if when you reload back up, if I'll start with no bodies down in the basement.
No, you'll still have them.
Okay. So, because what I would do is I would just grind up all of the bodies that I got from that day before I opened up my store, and then I would only grind up bodies, like, once the day was over again. That's what I ended up doing.
Yes. Well, see, I got to the point where I was running out of meat and I had the bodies stashed away. Yeah. And I could, like, if I need the steak, I can take that body and go ahead and put the steak in.
Yeah.
Grind or do it real quick and then still have time to to fix the meat and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So we said who should play this game or just basically kids. Who should play this game? Who's this game made for?
Psychopaths?
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah, you definitely were a little too excited about this. That's true.
Yeah. Who wants to chop up somebody and eat them?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer, it'd be a good game for him. Get that urge out.
So the question I had, the first question I wrote down on my notes were, under any circumstances, would you try to eat a human? Like, if it was presented to you, like, here's a human hamburger. Not even, like, a bite, just to be, like...
No, it's just...
No?
No.
Yeah, I say that, but, like, I don't know.
If you had to, if it was life or
death. If I had to, yeah, that's definitely...
Okay.
Well, that's like, if you watch have you watched the movie Snowpiercer?
I started it. That's the movie on the train, right?
Yeah, it's the train movie. Yeah. Definitely watch. You could definitely finish that movie and then get back to me.
Okay.
Just for scientific purposes, of course. No, okay. Really.
Yeah, I'll finish that.
Yeah. It's definitely worth watching. Cannibalism definitely is a thing that gets brought up.
We'll see.
Go ahead.
Soccer team movie.
Oh, about the people. That's based on a true story, right?
Yeah, they were a soccer team. They crashed in the mountains, and they eventually just started eating the dead to survive.
Yeah, and they I can't think of the name of that flight or that team, but it is a crazy interesting story. There's all kinds of books. And what was the name of the movie you watched about it?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, but if you look it up, it's definitely worth like educating yourself.
New show on Showtime, Yellow Jackets. It's getting kind of be that way as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cannibalism's coming back, baby.
Yes.
Soylent Green's making a comeback. Who would have thought?
Back in style.
There we go. So what are we going to play next time? Do you remember? Are you going to say it correctly? That's the real thing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. West Hunt?
That's right. Not Wild Hunt. Yeah.
Yes.
West Hunt. We're playing West Hunt. It's a voxel art style game, deduction style, like Among Us kind of thing. It just kind of came out on PC too, so we're going to play that next time. So there you go. We didn't last time talk about where you can find you or I at. Where are you at on the internet if people wanted to get more Chris, which no one should.
I stream on Twitch. The username is devil_incognito.
Okay. What do you normally play? Everything?
If I'm good to play one of the games we're playing, then I'll stream that. Warzone, 7 Days to Die, just whatever I'm in the mood for, I guess.
Yeah. And then I'm at Elliot_argues on Twitter, gamingnexus.com, apptrigger.com, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, Budget Arcade. There's a Discord. There's a Twitch channel. There's a Facebook group if you're over 40. There's a website, budgetarcade.com, where you can get more Budget Arcade and obviously the podcast that you're listening to right now. And if you are, again, I apologize. That'll do it for us this week. I didn't work on a catchy catchphrase to end us on.
No catchphrase yet?
Man, I didn't even think of that. Wow. Games forever!
There you go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.